Hello and welcome to Pokemon Podcast Discussion. And today I have a special guest. I know I said that we would be doing like new video tomorrow, but this time we're just doing it now because my mom wants to do it. And today we are doing the Galar Pokemon starters of the Galar region, Pokemon Sword and Shield. They're coming out November 15th, 2019, worldwide. And does Mom have anything to say?
Yes, good evening. I must say I enjoy Sobble because he's got his water power features. And he seems to, he's got the water power, and he seems to attack the other, what's his name?
Squall Bunny.
That's correct. And Greeky. And he's become very popular lately in this feature. And I would recommend that he should come through all these features, and I agree that Dimitri would like to say something.
She mixed Squall Bunny and Grookey into one, and she's like Scooky.
Scooby.
And also, the Galar region is quite nice, and all of these Pokemon seem great to me, but Grookey and Squall Bunny have. All of them have actually appealed a lot to me. But more Grookey has appealed a lot to me. But Sobble has appealed to me just when it got announced. But now I'm starting to move off to Team Grookey. And Grookey seems very nice. And by the way, they haven't announced the starter evolutions, so it's quite hard. So I don't think most of these people really know what they're choosing because they've only announced the first types, like grass, fire, and water. And all of them are very, very good. And I can't wait for the evolutions. So, and the legendaries seem quite nice, but that's for another video. And do you have anything to say?
No, I'm just so excited. I can't wait to see the next one. It's coming through in August. And
it's November.
It's in November.
Oh, yes. Pokemon Masters.
Pokemon Masters.
We'll have a discussion about that also.
It's going to be awesome, guys. Just wait for that. So, over to Dimitri. That's all I've got to say.
Yes, and Grookey is like a little monkey. And he's so cute. Like, imagine him evolving to, like, a rock-type gorilla that can, like, smash things.
That's awesome.
And smash Sobble.
No, that's not going to be awesome. It
in
can't
the battles.
Be that. No, it can't do that. Mine's going to turn an evolution to,
It's like
gonna
turn. It looks like a chameleon. It looks like it'll evolve into a chameleon or
it's
gonna fish.
Evolve to something amazing. Just watch the space, that's all.
Yeah, I think Sobble might evolve into like a fish. Or like, you know how Mudkip evolved? But he's more like a fish. But he didn't really evolve into a fish. Maybe he'll like grow a bit of gills like Mudkip.
He's gonna fly.
Because obviously Mudkip's my favorite, but that's for another episode.
Yes.
And they all seem very good. Ooh, maybe that Sobble could evolve into a flying type.
That's what I said. It's gonna turn into some flower flying powers. And it's going to have some amazing features and powers and might just squash your little fellow. So watch out for that.
I just noticed I had a Dance Blast Pokemon card.
Oh.
Do you see how weak it is?
Yes, it's very weak, but mine's going to be
old.
Very powerful. So that's all
Come
from
on, 2005.
Me. Thanks very much and watch this face.
So Yes, I think the evolutions are going to be really good. Oh, yes, we haven't said even a word about Score Bunny. He's very, very good.
Yeah.
He seems quite nice. I was going to move off to Team Score Bunny. He seems amazing. But obviously, if he turns into a fighting Pokemon, maybe people won't like him as much. Because my friend at school...
Yeah.
He really likes Score Bunny. He hasn't even seen him before, but he says he really likes him. And it really annoys me because I kind of like Score Bunny, and he says, no, you can't choose the same one as me. If Score Bunny becomes a fire and electric type, he would wreck everything. Because electric would beat water. And water beats fire, so he would just send a thunderbolt right back at them. And water beats grass, so Score Bunny would basically rule everything. But I don't think they'll do that. He might become a firefighting, like the past generations. But no one has actually thought that it'll become a fire fairy. Because I'm kind of thinking it would be a fire fairy.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Because a fire fairy seems pretty cool for a starter. Yes, that would be really, really cool. He would be quite powerful. And maybe Sobble will become a water ice type, which would be really, really cool.
Mm.
I'm just saying what I really want. It would be like a glacier with a kind of like Sobble, except bigger, with ice coming, like spikes coming out of it. And Grookey, it would be quite predictable to do a grass rock type, but what would be really cool is a grass steel type, because that would be amazing. A starter that evolved into a steel type, that would be amazing. I would love it if Grookey evolved into a grass steel type. That would make it very hard to choose, but I think I'd choose Grookey still. But still, all of them seem really, really good because of... I know, because... Would you like to say anything about what evolutions you would want?
Not at this point. I think in the next... up and coming episode.
But soon they might announce them.
Yes,
so rather maybe you should like try and guess. Try and guess. Which ones would you want? What types would you like them to evolve into?
Just probably fire or something.
Fire and yes, what? Yes.
Something to do with yeah, more of the fire types. And
she doesn't know what she's saying. It's hilarious.
Okay.
She's okay. Like, more of the fire.
Okay. And that's for.
I think that's all she wants to speak about. Thank you for watching this episode today. And I hope you continue to watch us and support us and enjoy the videos.
Thank you. These all should
be very nice. And thank you for watching today.
Thanks for all your support.
That was Pokemon. I forgot my name.